It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
I mean, we really should get the show going.
Ain't nobody gonna hold me down.
No, oh, no.
Got to keep on moving.
Where did that come from?
I'm moving into
the airport. Is it
because
the almost were down? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's because they said that. Hang on. I have to do a Facebook update. Everybody, hang on. Don't move.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Farewell party.
I'm going to put Team Awesome Moron Party.
Oh, good. See if anybody notices. Here's the problem. Today is a farewell party of sorts.
Not really.
Albeit a short-lived one, we had a good run.
Yeah, we did. It was nice being here in Albuquerque, everyone. So, I had a good time. The State Fair killed it for me.
Yeah, that was...
I'll be back on Monday.
That's right. Team Awesome Morning Party. Half of it. Partying on.
Yes, half of it. I don't know. Which one are you? Are you Wayne or Garth?
I'm obviously Wayne.
I think so. And I don't know if you can make it without Garth.
I can't. So, yeah, you're heading out to...
Nashville.
Nashville. Your old land.
And, yes, my old land. I like that.
Yeah, your
and
old land.
Then we're going to go to Texas for a few shows with Five Iron Francine.
That's right. Playing some shows with Five Iron and Tejas.
I'm excited about that. I told Steve-O this morning because, yes, we have been up for a little bit.
We have.
I said, Steve-O, I'm excited about leaving, but I'm also bummed about leaving.
Now, you're going to an interesting place because Tejas, it's us... My home state.
Your home state.
But then, before you get to Tejas, you're going somewhere apparently very interesting.
Yes, everyone, listen.
Okay.
I'm going to Denver International Airport.
You said that to me this morning, and I said, okay.
It's a conspiracy theorist's dream. I can't wait. I'm going to walk around the airport. I'm going to look for the paintings of all the... dudes wearing gas masks and the weird-looking horses, and I'm going to try to find the entrance to the Illuminati bunker.
This is all real.
I'm going to try to find all the Masonic symbols.
I mean, I don't know if that's all real, but you were talking about this morning, and I'd never heard of this.
I'm going to be looking for that conspiracy stuff like Hidden Mickeys at Disney World.
You were serious, and you found all these articles about the Denver International Airport.
Yes, I am prepared.
I've never heard of this.
I will do some reading on the plane, and then when I get there, I've got a layover, and I will be searching, and I will put up Instagram photos of my findings.
I hope you find an alien.
I do, too.
That'd be cool.
I will hop on a bicycle.
Yeah.
I will drive out to the end of the runway with that alien.
Uh-huh.
Not when a plane's on it.
Right.
I'll check with air traffic control.
I mean, obviously.
I'll be safe about it.
Of course.
And then that alien will fly me to Nashville.
That'd be great.
I hope he has room for my basket.
See, Denver's so close for us that we just drive it.
Yeah.
It's cheaper. So we just drive it. I've never been in their airport before.
Man, it looks like it was designed to look like the Rocky Mountains, but it looks like a circus tent. And it's huge. And it's way out of town.
I can't wait.
I know.
I just realized in October when we fly, I think I have a layover in Denver.
Oh. I'll go scope it out.
Oh, makes me excited. I've never heard any of these stories, so apparently some crazy fun stories for the Denver International Airport.
Heck yeah, there are.
It is Wednesday though. Stever.
Hey.
Hi.
Scary landings there.
Scary landing.
Man. Good. Yeah. Great.
I'm glad to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Windy. Yeah.
It is the Windy City.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
It's not the city of the big shoulders. It's not Chi-Town. It's Denver, Mile
Chi-Town.
High.
Chi-Town!
Right. Oh, okay.
Chi-Town.
That was close.
Denver, Chi-Town!
No, but seriously, like landed sideways one time there.
Wow!
Yeah.
Dude, please tell more of these stories before he flies there.
Okay, so
Good. I hope there's a there's. Oh man! Now I just hope I make.
You're gonna be closer to your savior.
I'm gonna be prayed Amazing. Up. That's for sure.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm gonna thank my pilot. Oh, say thanks for helping out my prayer life, pilot. You jerk.
Oh, man. Steven,
hey, man,
thanks.
You're not going to go unless it's your time to go.
That's right.
But what if it's the pilot's time to go?
Oh, man. No.
Conspiracy. It all works together.
Oh, it is a glorious Wednesday morning. Wednesdays are one of our favorite days because we have Comics Corner coming up. We've got a special best of for Shock Therapy Live because, well, I have to take you to the airport.
Yes.
And then I have to head out to
State Fair.
State Fair because we'll be out there broadcasting live.
Yeah.
Yesterday was fun. Got to kick it.
You're going to give me a ride to the airport?
Well, yeah. How else are we going to get there?
I had a bike.
No alien yet, though. So.
No, I was going to have to find that.
Yeah, exactly.
I was hoping when Mitch came in, I could just, she would replace the alien.
Ayo!
Hey! Oh, yeah, jokes are funny. Jokes are so funny.
Coming up at 6:45, we've got birthdays. You can get a birthday shout-out in at studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yes.
Right around the corner, breaking news.
Oh, no.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news right now. For you. From me. Right now.
Yep.
A New York art dealer faces a possible 99 years in prison
Whoa.
After pleading guilty to a long-running art scheme where she sold fakes painted by a master forger. What a jerk. A New Zealand company announced plans to have personal jetpacks on the market very soon.
Yes. Oh, man, and I'm in a position where I can totally frivolously spend stupid amounts of money on a jetpack.
Here's a question for that thing, though. How old should your jetpack license, like, how old should you be to get
to get a jetpack license?
Because if there's a bunch of kids flying around on jetpacks...
Gotta be 30.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mark Wahlberg, at age 42, finally completed high school classes and received his diploma. Oh. He's done a lot in his lifetime.
That's pretty cool.
And now he has received his diploma. Speaking of movie stars.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt. Not only did he get his hair cut, now I feel like I have to get mine cut.
Why?
Because he's the best looking dude in the world, man. Just trying to catch up. He's also a wedding crasher.
Oh, I saw these photos.
Awesome. Brad Pitt is a star people pay to see in movies all the time.
Yep.
But one lucky British couple didn't only get a freebie, they got a story to tell for years when the star crashed their wedding. Pitt wasn't invited to the wedding of Daniel and Abby Lingwood at Stoke Park Hotel in Buckinghamshire, England, but it didn't stop him from attending and making a big splash. The bride, this is her story. We had the most perfect day. I was in the middle of having a dance with my friends when Daniel came and said, "You need to come with me right now."
Ooh, it sounds like the end of a crazy movie.
Right. I had no idea why, and I thought it was odd. He started dragging me away from the reception. When I asked why, he said, "Brad Pitt is at the bar." I thought he was joking, or that maybe our friends had got a look-alike as a joke. We went through to the private bar. I could hear our friend who had a camera ask if the newlyweds could have a picture. I heard an American accent say sure. I walked through into another part of the bar and came face to face with Brad Pitt.
Wow! Where were you at my wedding, Brad? Would you really want Brad Pitt at your wedding?
Yes!
As the groom, would you really want Brad Pitt at your wedding?
Yes! I'd have been like, hey!
Yeah,
hey,
so
man.
Would your wife, though. And you're like, it's our wedding.
It's Brad Pitt.
Who can... No.
She loves me.
Yeah.
I got no doubts, man. I got more confidence in that. I don't care if Brad Pitt's there. The NFL will double ticket prices for the New York Super Bowl. That's right. They're doing this because they noticed the secondary market.
Okay.
So people buying tickets and then reselling them.
Right.
During the 2013 Super Bowl... it showed many $600 tickets sold for like $2,000, while seats near midfield went for like $6,000. So what they're doing is they're having a huge markup And they're hoping that that will curb the sales in the secondary market. So now a ticket that last year cost like $1,200
yeah,
will cost $2,600.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's just insane.
I'm never going to get to go to the Super Bowl.
Me either, and it makes me sad.
Because I'm not rich. Unless today I find something at the Denver airport and I can con my way into the Illuminati.
I got to go to one World Series game. Game 2 of the World Series.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
I got to see the first ever World Series win in Angels history.
Was it worth it?
So, yeah.
Are you talking about baseball?
I am.
I forgot.
We lost game 1 to the Giants, and we came back and we won game 2, and that was the game I was at.
Blah, baseball.
Tim Salmon, my favorite baseball player in the world, hit a home run to put us ahead.
Breaking news.
Keep us ahead. It was amazing, and it didn't cost me $2,600 either.
Hit me the breaking news.
Fine.
Gosh, baseball. Golfer loses fingers in fights with crocodile. Sues golf course.
What's his name?
That's the headline.
What was his name in Happy Gilmore Tubbs?
No. This guy's name was Edward Lunger. A 50-year-old engineer from Long Island, New York, was golfing in Mexico when he was jumped by a crocodile while trying to hit out of the sand. He pulled free minus some fingers, and his friend bashed the crocodile with a boulder.
Wow!
Then it got weird. Paramedics took Lunger to a private hospital where he claims he was forced to pay the $17,800 bill up front before he could get treatment.
Pocket change.
The men and two other friends split the tab on the credit cards. Doctors managed to reattach his finger, but he lost one of his fingers, but he lost his middle finger and most of his ring finger. He's suing the course for $2.25 million.
Yeah.
Saying there was, number one, no crocodile warning, and number two, he lost his fingers.
That's crazy.
And in response, the golf course has responded in expected fashion. It says that Lunger teased the crocodile with chicken, causing the attack.
Wait, what?
The quote from Lunger is, "Where would I get chicken?" What he should have said was, "Maybe my finger tasted like chicken to the crocodile."
Yeah, because it's finger licking good.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Firefighter suspended for tweeting Dwight Schrute quote.
What?
Makes me kind of sad. Two firefighters from Toronto have been fired over a series of quote-unquote sexist tweets.
Ah.
One of them tweeted, "Reject a woman, she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms." That's a line from The Office.
Right.
From Dwight Schrute. And then the other guy, he tweeted a line from South Park that had a bunch of cuss words in it, so I can't read it.
Okay.
Supporters say that, judging by his Twitter handle, it would appear he's pretty self-aware, maybe even understood that these lines were intended to skewer sexist bros. But enough people griped, and that was the beginning of the end.
Wow.
Yep.
Unreal.
So, that's no fun.
I mean, stop joking, Mateo. It's a serious world we live in.
I do not live in this world.
I do, and I'm going to be serious from now on.
Okay, let me seriously ask you this question.
Yeah.
What would you do if I told you you could get a free Krispy Kreme donut?
Bleh.
For dressing like a pirate?
Wait, what?
Yes. Tomorrow, September 19th, is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, that's right. Right.
And Krispy Kreme wants to see you dress the part. They're offering a free donut. Or a full dozen, depending on how dedicated you are.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Why would a pirate want a donut?
If you want more info, you should go find it out yourself.
Okay.
Okay, also, Miley Cyrus recently released a song called Wrecking Ball. And in the video, she's running around in her birthday suit.
Oh.
Well, check out what's happened. On the campus of Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan.
Of course.
There resides a 500-pound artistic pendulum that etches designs in the sand below as it swings back and forth. Pretty
okay.
Cool. But you know what else it kind of looks like? A wrecking ball. And after several vines, the social media vines, of like suited people,
yeah,
naked people, swinging back and forth on this pendulum, making fun of Miley Cyrus, the college has taken it down.
No!
A campus landmark that has been up for years and established a tradition for incoming freshmen.
Miley Cyrus, you ruined everything!
You ruined the college stuff. Can't believe you would do that, Miley.
Wow.
You want some good news?
Yeah.
Beijing is getting a Jackie Chan theme park.
Okay.
Action star and stuntman Jackie Chan has a new thrill in mind for Beijing, and it involves the likes of roller coasters, martial arts themed memorabilia, and amusement park kitsch. It's not an action flick about his adventures at Six Flags. It's a real theme park called JC World.
Are you serious?
Yes, the park will
JC World?
JC. It's Jackie Chan.
Oh.
Stands for Jackie Chan. What else would it stand for?
No, obviously.
Come on, man. The park will consist of 5 sections, each distinguished by a different theme. And will exhibit items from the actor's personal collection, including special furniture.
Okay.
Antique houses. And people's faces that he's hit. I'm just kidding. Jewelry. There's no word on when the park is slated to open, but admission will be free and some attractions priced individually.
Huh. Unbelievable.
I thought this was pretty interesting. We have a lot of breaking news today.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robbers learn not to mess with bingo players.
Obviously.
If there's ever been a moment in your life when you were very intimidated, it's when you drove by a bingo hall at about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's when all the very elderly people are starting to get real tired because they're going to bed soon and they are grumpy.
My grandmother used to take me to bingo.
You see them fighting.
Yeah.
They are fist fighting.
Yeah.
They are like, they have their
these little
walkers.
Dauber things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't mess with the dauber.
A bingo game at a New Hampshire church was going normally when two men entered the office and pointed a gun at the volunteers.
Uh-uh. They at a bingo? At a church?
Church bingo. They asked that workers fill the bag with money. Evidently not a career criminal, one of the men set his gun down in order to grab the money.
Okay.
Giving one of the volunteers the opportunity to grab it. The volunteer said, I just jumped up and yelled, you're mine now.
No.
Yeah.
Way.
Actually, it was an expletive, and then you're mine now.
All right. At
and
church.
I just went to town on him and took him out. While volunteers detained him, the man tried to free himself by claiming he had a bomb. He did not.
Oh, man.
Don't mess with church bingo.
You don't mess with church bingo.
If you're a criminal, come up with a different plan.
That's amazing.
And finally, the last bit of breaking news.
Ah, yes.
A group of Ohio State University students who joked around about their off-campus housing being haunted recently learned that they were not that far off. It seems a strange man had been occupying a secret bedroom inside the student's house for months. A man named Jeremy, allegedly an OSU student himself, was let into the house by his cousin, who lived there last year and never left. Mm-mm. Students recalled hearing weird noises like dings and alarms emanating from behind a locked door in the basement they believed was a utility closet, but chalked it up to supernatural phenomena. It wasn't until maintenance workers opened the door that they found a bedroom complete with framed photos and textbooks. The uninvited house guest was allowed to retrieve his stuff before being formally evicted. And
that's creepy, man.
Is your creepy breaking news.
Enjoy, college students!
Yeah, you better check those utility closets. It might be a secret bedroom with some weird guy whose phone alarm goes off. He might be in there. He could have been in there for months.
4 minutes away from birthdays. If you'd like to get a shout out in for a birthday, studio at mystaticradio.com. Time now for some leagues. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Hey, traffic people. What are you party people doing out on the road? I'll tell you what you're not doing. You're not driving bad because things are looking good.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably confusing. We do have some road construction, roadway reduced, one lane, I-40 in Rio Puerco. But everything else, yesterday about this time, we had like 4 accidents already. So today people are driving well. You're doing a good job out there. Keep it up.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Yes.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Rocking some coffee.
Coffee.
Maybe a muffin this morning.
Muffin.
I don't know. Oatmeal sounds good.
Oatmeal.
Yeah. They open up at 7 a.m. We will be there.
We will be there.
Until then, time for birthdays. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good morning, Stever.
Morning.
I'm pretty hungry.
Matt's leaving on a jet plane.
He is.
Yes, I am.
He is.
Yeesh.
Don't know when he'll be back again.
Monday.
Sunday night, actually.
Yeah, actually Sunday night.
Late Sunday night. So I will be watching a city harmonic, and then about halfway through I'll go, oh!
Yeah, I think I get back during the city harmonic. Yeah.
So you're going to DVR Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Is that even a question?
It's the 261st day of 2013. We've been in this year for 261 days.
Wow.
That's crazy, man.
104 days remaining.
Wow. That's all we got, y'all.
That's it. And less than that till Christmas.
Oh. Yeah, Christmas. No Christmas talk yet.
No?
Not allowed to. We tried yesterday.
Yeah, nobody really responded.
You guys just jinxed each other.
Yep.
You got to buy me a Coke.
All right, so it's Fred Willard's birthday.
Who's that?
He was the boss dude on Anchorman.
Oh! Yeah. He's the dude who's in all the skits and all the late night programs.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He is funny.
He's kind of the straight guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I like him.
I mean, comedy straight.
Right. No, I got you.
I
understood you.
I read you.
Got to be careful. It's 2013.
I used to always get him and Alan Thicke mixed up.
Yeah,
They remind me of each
other. Nah, Alan Thicke's the perfect hair guy.
Yeah.
Which let me say something. What's Thicke's kid? Robin Thicke?
Robin Thicke.
How come we don't hear anything about, you know, everyone gets on Miley, which, shame on her.
Right.
But he's married dude.
Yeah, no, true story.
And was just as responsible for what was going on there, the VMAs.
True. Maybe it's because nobody was paying attention to him because he was dressed like Beetlejuice.
That's true.
No doubt. Okay, so anyway, Fred Willard's birthday.
He is 59.
64.
He really likes you guys.
Yeah, he does.
He's 80.
Whoa! Fred Willard is 80 years old?
80 years old. Young. 80 years young.
Yeah,
years
young.
Guy looks great. I hope I look like that when I'm 80. All right, here you go.
I'm going to.
Angel. Frankie Avalon. Celebrating a birthday.
Wow.
I didn't know he was still alive.
I know.
But I'm happy to hear that he is.
It's awesome. He's got to be 84.
79.
73.
Oh.
Will you be mine? Sorry, Frankie. He was in Greece. He did Beauty School Dropout.
I only saw that movie once, and it was like Force Watch, and I've never seen it.
Yeah, like I watched it as a kid growing up, and then I watched it as an adult, and I was like, I was allowed to watch this?
Yeah.
Listen to the lyrics to these songs?
There was about a six-month span where my little sister, Allison, watched Grease every single day when she got home from school.
Until your nice mom sat down and watched it with her and said, what are you watching?
Nah, they would just sing.
okay.
Just singing.
All righty. Let's see. We got to move on. Another birthday. Oh, you're going to, yep. All right. I got to find it.
Nope.
Here we go.
Yes.
Saturday Night Live.
Dude, Andy Samberg, new show last night.
You liked it, huh?
It was funny.
It is one of the funnier shows I've seen in recent memory, and it was pretty clean.
Well, it is not his birthday.
I was surprised.
But the guy who is celebrating a birthday recently appeared in the latest Mumford & Sons video.
Jason Sudeikis.
Bill Hader.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah! Jason Sudeikis!
SNL, Horrible Bosses, and We're the Millers, some of his projects.
Was it with that? I always loved him just dancing in the background.
I love that part. He just leaps out. He's like...
Jason Sudeikis celebrating a birthday.
He's 35.
36.
38.
Okay. Cool.
38. Cool. There's another person that's pleased with your choice
just,
of...
You're just excited because he's older than me. You.
Yes.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Yes, he is excited. He's swinging his arms.
Dude, come on.
What the
have I
that?
Done?
All right. I see love. I see love. From Mike and Molly.
Oh. I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I think.
We should know what this is. Every day there's a birthday from somebody from this show.
How many people are on the show? Robinson Pete.
Oh, hey.
She was on 21 Jump Street.
Yes, she was.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Mr. Cooper!
She's married to a former Detroit Lion.
She's on Mike and Molly now. So.
21 Jump Street!
that was
my jam when I was a
teenager
kid.
On that show.
Well, yeah, she was one of the cops.
Got it.
In the movie.
No.
on the TV show.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was
I think she was in the movie, too.
You know, they're making a sequel to it called 22 Jump Street. Not kidding. Not kidding. That movie.
All right, so it's her birthday. How old is she? Holly Robinson Pete.
44. 48.
49.
Ah, yes. Ooh. One of them CSI shows.
Yeah, CSI.
What? Oh, okay.
CSI.
Aisha Tyler.
Oh, okay.
From Talk Soup.
Yep.
Nope.
And CSI.
Nope.
She was on Friends at one point for a small stint. I can't remember who she dated.
That's her birthday.
She is 35. 38.
She's 43.
Yeah.
Bicycle.
Yes!
Bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
So?
It's Lance Armstrong's
okay,
birthday.
So get this. On our show prep material that we get, it describes whose birthday it is. It says, disgraced cyclist, Lance Armstrong.
Yeah. You never want that to be your intro.
Yeah.
And up next, disgraced cyclist, Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, it's Lance Armstrong's birthday. Give those awards back.
We're going to have a Live Strong band burning Wednesday night after the church service.
How old do you think Lance is?
47. 51.
He is 42. 42. 42 years old.
Sorry, Lance.
All right. You guys won't remember this, but I do.
Cool.
With Teddy Bear. No, it wasn't with Teddy Bear.
Huggy Bear?
No, it wasn't with Huggy Bear either.
Teddy Ruxpin?
No, but he had a snitch like Huggy Bear, Teddy Bear, whatever. It's Beretta.
Nope.
He played. He was in a version of Mice and Men and of Capote.
This is a real song.
Yeah,
it sounds like the.
It's from
After School Special.
No, it's from Beretta. He played a cop. Robert Blake. Remember Robert Blake? He lost his wife a little while back, and
yes. He
was suspected of wrongdoing.
Yep. No, he's a creepy looking dude.
It's his birthday.
He's 74.
72.
He turned 80.
80? Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
80.
Yeah.
I was being kind.
I think of what was the movie a long time ago? Truman Capote. He was, I don't know.
Was it Jurassic Park?
No.
Okay.
They would not allow
that. I love Jurassic Park.
From some of the Matrix movies.
Wait, do you mean the one Matrix movie
and then
the other ones?
Ugh. It says a couple of Matrix films and, here's what'll give it away, Hawthorne TV show.
Heck yeah, that totally gave it away.
Come on, really?
I don't know Hawthorne.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh.
Celebrating a birthday today.
Okay.
Will Smith's wife.
Yeah.
She can't be that old. Can she?
43. 42.
Let's see. She's actually 42.
Hey!
Yes!
What do you want to hear?
Let's just go to the next one.
Okay.
Silence, just silence.
I want to
moment
celebrate.
Of silence.
Hang
for
on.
Jada.
I'm celebrating in silence. Don't laugh. Okay, good.
All right.
Okay. From Superman Returns.
Brandon Ralph.
No.
Kevin Spacey.
Enchanted.
Amy Adams. No, she wasn't.
James Marsden.
And Scott Summers, Cyclops, X-Men films.
Got it. Nailed it. Marsden.
James Marsden.
Hey, good job, James Marsden. Way to leave a really awesome X-Men franchise to go on to do a really terrible Superman movie, effectively killing Cyclops in the movie because you didn't want to do it anymore.
And almost effectively
stupid.
Killing Superman in the general public eye. Marsden.
It's not
your fault.
He was filming a movie here, and a buddy of mine said that he would just go into this same restaurant that my buddy frequents regularly.
Yeah.
And he would sit there and look, and like he never had the guts to go talk to him. And he was in there a bunch. And so they got to a point where they would like, hey, you know. I would have gone up to him and said, thanks for killing Cyclops.
No.
Thanks, bruh.
Brett Ratner killed
this
Cyclops.
This is our last birthday.
Okay.
James Marsden's birthday.
35.
37.
Hits the big 4-0 today.
Yeah.
that.
The big four?
Yes, Cyclops!
Oh.
They said he wanted to come back.
Whatever.
Really?
Yeah, of course he does.
I didn't think
man,
he was a good
sorry
Cyclops.
Sorry I ruined the third movie.
I felt like I never really liked Cyclops.
On Get this out. Date, in what year, the Addams Family premiered on ABC, the sitcom is based on Charles Addams's quirky New Yorker cartoon creations.
Oh, was there TV in the 1800s? Was it? Because it was black and white.
Sure.
So I know it was like 1800s, right?
It was right next to the pay telephone. In most homes.
1957.
1963.
1964.
Oh!
That's right, Steve-O. Don't mess with me. These sound like 70s horns.
On this date in what year did Joe Kittinger complete the first solo balloon crossing of the Atlantic?
Oh, oh well, balloons were invented in 1462.
80 days. Yeah, but...
So 1500s or... 1937.
I have no 18.
Cross the Atlantic. Went across the Atlantic.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. They couldn't have done it in a plane.
I'm 1984.
It was actually in 1984.
No way! What is happening?
Two in a row.
Two in a row!
All right, let's move on.
Not in a row.
Today... It's National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah!
Somebody give me a that. Cheeseburger.
Go find your favorite cheeseburger and chow down.
Can do.
It's National Attention
to Detail?
What? HDD?
Attention, oh, sorry. Attention Deficit Disorder Awareness Day.
Good.
Okay, it's
so glad you're listening to Team Awesome Morning Party because we are the poster boys.
Hey.
I'm just so glad that that wasn't really around when I was a little kid because I'm sure I would have been put on at least three different medications. Not being funny.
Today is Hug a Greeting Card Writer Day.
No.
What? Come on.
No.
Adam Sandler played a greeting card writer
he
one
did.
Time.
He did.
That was great. That's one of my favorite movies.
Hey, Deed. Deed. I think you are underestimating the sneakiness.
You know who I think played Mr. Deeds? Didn't James or Jimmy Stewart play
in the old version?
I think so. Maybe probably. I'm wrong. I don't know. It's also National Play-Doh Day.
Of course.
I thought that was yesterday.
And that is all.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we got to take a quick break, but we got a good show for you today.
No, we don't.
It's Wednesday.
Yes, we do.
We're going to be talking a little bit about the heritage of our faith.
We
something
are?
Very cool coming up. Yeah, remember okay. The 8 o'clock hour? Special surprise guests?
Oh, yes.
That's actually, it's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome.
I'm pretty stoked. So, kicking it, taking it to the roots, if you will. That's coming up. Coming back, I don't know, Team Awesome Morning Party?
No!
Static!
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
You are getting ready to leave us on a jet plane.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
You'll be back Monday. It's okay.
I know.
Going to be broadcasting live at the State Fair, sans Mateo today.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
We won't be broadcasting at State Fair on San Mateo.
Nope.
He's saying sans Mateo,
that's
meaning
right.
I'm not going to be there. There's a road here in Albuquerque called San Mateo.
Yeah, and...
it's a major road.
Interestingly enough, it's one block away from the State Fair.
There you go. See, that could have been confusing.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
It's a good thing I'm here to clear it up right before I leave, and I'm not here.
Speaking of clearing things up, we got to take a quick look at traffic.
Traffic. Talking over this intro to make it seem like this is loading faster. All right, guys. We have some traffic lights working incorrectly at Montaño Road Northwest, Taylor Ranch Drive at that intersection. Everything else looking pretty good. We still have the road construction, roadway reduced to one lane, I-40 and Rio Puerco. But so far, everybody's doing a lot better job driving today than they were yesterday.
That's
it was
good.
Probably because we were like, call us, call us, call us, and then somebody said, come drive.
It's true.
Yesterday,
don't call us.
Don't call us. Don't text
us.
If you're driving, just listen to us. But there are a lot of people that are just sitting home on Facebook.
Yeah, that lady yesterday told us.
Yeah, she said, she said, Mateo, people are driving. We don't need them. That's the reason they're not commenting on Facebook. Well, I wasn't asking those people to comment on Facebook. I was asking the people that are sitting at home.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. Find all the details on Solomon's Porch at calvaryabq.org. Speaking of calvaryabq.org, while you're there, make sure you check out the details for all the upcoming shows. Man, we got a lot going on. Coming up this Sunday night at the Lobo Theater, City Harmonic's going to be playing.
Yep.
We also have Harvest America coming up with Firefly, Christian Asoy, and a simulcast from Philadelphia with Greg Laurie. We got a ton of stuff going on. You can check out all that at mystaticradio.com.
And then we saw
Calvary ABQ.
The Lobo Theater marquee yesterday.
Yeah, we did!
Switchfoot is going to be there November 2nd.
Yeah, I noticed that. Some Switchfoot action. We also have Jars of Clay. There's way too much
going on.
My mind's exploding.
Let's think about it. This
is it ever too much if it's all awesome, though?
This coming week. Sunday, yeah. City Harmonic.
Yep.
And then I believe it's Wednesday. Jars of Clay. And then Saturday, Firefly.
Man! Boom! You're welcome, Albuquerque!
If you like concerts, you have opportunities to go to them.
Yeah.
If you don't go to them, that's your fault.
MyStaticRadio.com for details on that. Oh, man. You know, you've been here for about a month now.
Yeah.
Living in my home.
Living.
Staying. Rooming it up with us.
Yes.
Taking on some parent responsibilities.
Yes.
Just last night, actually, it was a little late.
Yeah.
But the Jeter boys still had to do their homework.
They had some reading to do.
And so we divided it up.
Woo!
I took one. You took the other.
Yep.
So that we could, you know, do twice as much.
Get it.
Thankfully, it was just reading.
It was just reading.
Because I'll tell you what, man. Homework for my kids is getting crazy. It's making me feel dumber.
I wish that I remembered the things that I learned when I was young.
Yeah.
Because I can't. If it's math, no! I can't remember it. If it's science, I just make that stuff up in my head anyway. So, I don't remember that. Obviously, from birthdays and major dates.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at history.
Obviously.
And then, I don't know.
I'm going to answer this phone call.
Okay.
Random phone call. Static.
Hey, guys. It's James from Lovington.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, so I just wanted to say that, Mateo, I'm actually going to be traveling. I'm originally from Houston.
Cool.
I'm actually going to be going, and I'll be at the Dallas show, and then I'll be down in Houston also.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Yeah!
Yeah, so I'll be there. I'm renting a car on Friday. I finally got some days off work, and I'll be headed down that way.
Nice, man. Well, be careful.
So, yeah, I will. I was going to say, if y'all need any help with merch or loading or unloading or anything, just let me know.
All right, I will.
To make that happen.
Sounds good.
All right, and Steve-O, hold it down.
Yeah.
All right. That's a long drive down there, so I'll definitely have the app going and be listening to you.
There you go.
That'll be cool.
Have fun.
All right, guys.
All right.
See you then.
Later. Totally not jealously bummed that I'm not going to these Five Iron shows with you.
They're
going to
be so good. Here's the problem with those, though, real quick, before we get back to the kid discussion.
Yeah.
We are going to be playing in Texas on a Friday.
Ah, yes.
And a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
This is football time.
Yep.
It's football. When we used to go through Texas, and it was football time, and it was a weekend,
It
seemed like our shows would always land on a Friday. And then it's high school football in Texas. They're not going to do they don't want to do anything else.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that most Five Iron Frenzy fans probably aren't football fans
as
well.
That's true. That's the one hope
Maybe
in this.
It's just me.
That's a hope.
Yeah.
But it's Texas, man.
Yeah. So that'll be cool. This weekend, you're going to be gone, which means I got double duty. I got to take over both homeworks.
Oh, no!
I found a survey, a study, if you will.
Survey says...
You know, about homework and your children, because, man, I'm not kidding. Homework's getting tougher for me.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
Getting harder to help. But Googling the subject, apparently, is the most effective way.
There you go.
So much so that close to half of all parents say they struggle to help their kids with their homework. 47% say it's because they don't understand the subject matter. So Google, remember yesterday we were talking about life skills?
Yep.
Google being number one. Apparently it is. 47% of parents said they've had to Google the subject matter on their children's homework.
All right, check it out. Right now, I'm currently Googling this sentence.
Okay.
I'm old. How am I supposed to help my kids with their homework? Let's see what it pulls up. Get homework help now. Math and language. Tutoring and yours.
Yeah, of course. That's for the low price of $57.99 per minute. Yeah, no thanks.
Oh, why you should let your child fail. The benefits of natural something.
No, okay. The National Center for Family Literacy has a few tips to help us out, actually. Or help you out if you're helping your kids and you're struggling with their fourth grade homework.
Yes.
Because it's ridiculously hard.
It's harder than you think, people. Did you know that there are different versions of the word your? Because I'm sure about 96% of Americans have no idea that there are different versions of the word your and there.
There, man!
Yeah.
Are we there yet, T-H-E-I-R? No! Crap!
No! That's not possessive! You're possessive. Leave me alone!
We need help, obviously. My second grader and fourth grader, you know, we have to split up the task of helping with their homework. And unfortunately, I think they would do better if they just helped each other.
Probably.
With the homework.
Well, you have Jack.
We're trying.
Jack is explaining to you the mechanics of lightning.
Right, right. As lightning's going off, that's a really good idea. I should just have Jack tutor Luke.
And then every time I talk to Luke, he just looks at me and says, what? 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 Because number one, he can't understand me because of my accent. Number
yeah,
two,
I wish there were subtitles everywhere you went.
Number two, he's probably smarter than me.
What?
Anytime there's something that happens that I have more knowledge than them about, I get so happy.
Yeah.
I'm like, hang on, let me tell you about it. And then about a quarter of the way through, their ADD kicks in. They're like, see ya. Yeah.
Training up a child. The National Center for Family Literacy has a few tips for helping your kids, and honestly, you, struggling with the homework. Thinkfinity.org. I guess it's a place where you can go, free resource, for a variety of subjects.
All right, I'm going to go to it.
Okay. Number two, encourage your kids to be curious.
Thinkfinity?
I don't have to encourage my kids to be curious, because Jack's favorite word is why.
Why?
But why?
No, his favorite word is actually. Because I started calling him Jactually at one point. Every time he talked to me, he'd go, actually, actually. And I said, Jactually! Your name is Jactually!
Which is true. And the sad thing is, it's because we're cracking jokes.
Yep.
And he, in turn, knows the subject matter and has to hit us with the actually. Actually, it's because the air particles are heating at such a rapid pace
that they expand
and then they compress and they slam together, which causes the noise of... No, it's not, dummy. It's because God is bowling. He just got a strike. That's thunder. Gosh, who's teaching you these
things?
And
then you look over and he's tweeting. It's like, SMH. My dad just said thunder was God bowling again. Good grief. LOL. ROFL.
Is that why we're dumber?
Dummy.
Is that why we're dumber? Because our parents were making up sweet little things like, what's thunder? And then our parents were like, oh, sweetheart, that's just when God's bowling. He just got a strike and that's thunder.
What's the stars? Oh, that's just the blanket that the Lord puts over the earth at night so everyone's safe. I love the stars. Me too.
And then we have fourth graders now who are actually learning things because my mom isn't in the same state to change the subject matter to something crazy.
Right.
And so now they're actually learning real things. So when we try and give them the, no, son, obviously the stars in the skies are the fallen kings of the past looking down upon you.
Yes.
Actually, it's a gaseous ball of, shut up! Shut up! Smarty pants! Matt, go to your room!
Hey, Matt, you shouldn't be afraid of snakes because blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, no! What are they teaching you at school?
Stever.
You're not telling me that when it snows, it's not the angels having a pillow fight, are you?
Stever, I have news for you. We're going to bring Jack in, and he is going to explain to you the scientific mechanics of snow.
Sorry to ruin
Are you okay? Are you okay? I'm sorry about the pillow fights.
All right.
Oh, which brings up the best question of the day.
This is it, people.
How did your parents lie to you?
No.
What did you learn when you were a kid that your mind was blown later in life when you realized that thunder was actually not God getting a strike?
Okay, so what about...
how do we phrase this? Because I'm telling you.
I'll put...
I have so many of these growing up in Texas.
What was the best... quote
explanation
parental wisdom
yes
handed
parental
down
wisdom
yeah.
There you go. I love it. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Whew. Yeah, having some fun today. Team Austin Morning Party
now.
Static Radio. Ah, yes. Awesome morning party. Welcome to the show. Wow.
Sesame seed.
We've been talking about helping kids with homework.
You put on the sesame seed.
You and I had the task of helping Jack and Luke yesterday. We divided it in half so that we could get it done. You know,
we handled it.
See, that's called mathematics, children.
Mathematics.
Fractions. One half of us helped Luke and one half of us helped Jack, and we got it done twice as fast.
Very quickly, I want to give a shout out to Christina, her daughter, is six, and her name is Leah.
Awesome.
Leah. Shout out to you. You're a sweet little gal, and we're thankful that you're listening because you are awesome.
That's pretty great.
Booyah.
So speaking of kids, the National Center for Family Literacy has a few tips to help your kids with their homework. Because Let's be honest, helping fourth graders with homework is ridiculously tough.
It is tough.
So we asked a question because, you know, we try to give the fun kid answers of what thunder is. Like, obviously it's, you know, God getting a strike in bowling.
Right.
Seems legit.
Probably.
So a question of the day was asked, what are some examples of parental wisdom that you gained?
Yes.
When you were a child. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning!
My grandma was not one to ever, like, tell any kinds of stories like that. So the one time she did it, I totally believed her.
Right.
And it had to do with eating the crust of your bread. And I guess I didn't want to eat it one day, and she told me, she goes, well, if you eat your bread crust, it'll make your hair curly. And it made me so excited because I totally wanted ringlet hair.
Right.
And for years and years, I ate my bread crust, and it didn't work.
What you're telling me is that my family lied to me. Because that's what they told me!
Really?
And I've been eating bread crust.
Really? I didn't know that was like a common myth.
Well, it's not. I'm actually just pretending. nobody told me that. I was trying to
make me feel a little dumber.
I was trying to identify with you and bridge the gap. But you know what's kind of similar? My grandmother told me that the more carrots I ate, the better my eyes would be.
I heard that too!
There's some loose scientific evidence to that. It has to do with vitamins and the proteins for your eyes and blah, blah, blah. But really, it's a very loose link.
Yeah. I felt like it wasn't true because in fourth grade I had to get glasses.
Ooh, and that's then,
right. I eat carrots!
But I'm eating carrots every day! And then my nonna was like, well, you're not eating them right, I guess. What?
Thanks for the call.
Thank
you. Have a good one.
All right. Dude, my buddy Dave.
What'd he say?
Dave the drummer Dave? You know Dave.
Yeah, I've met him.
Oh, man.
I know that
this
guy.
This one makes me sad.
Oh.
Talking about, you know, when when you were a kid, things you were told that you believed. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
When it rains, it's God crying because you were bad.
Oh, man, Dave.
Dave. I want to like hug Dave.
Dave, that's not true, buddy.
Dave, that's not true,
that's
man.
That's not true. He's not mad at you.
That's not true. Gosh, that's terrible.
He's not controlling the weather and applying it to your life. It's not like all based on your actions.
Static.
Hey, guys. When I was real little, me and my sister would go visit my dad, and he only had one bed for us to sleep on. He knew I always wanted to be real big, so he told me if I slept on the floor, it would make me taller. So probably for the next 20 years, I slept on the floor.
Are you kidding me?
No.
How tall are you?
How's your back?
I'm about 6'4", but I don't know. I got more comfortable sleeping on the floor. So.
Oh, my gosh. Man. It worked. You are 6'4".
I guess so.
That's well over the average.
I'm going to tell my children, and they're going to grow big and strong.
They are.
Thank you for
tall.
Helping my
Thank
children
you.
Grow big.
They
and
will
not
also
get
have
on.
Back problems.
Yeah, probably. So.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Have a good one.
All right. Static.
Yeah, mine was a scare tactic about being out after dark, La Llorona.
Oh, dude. Oh.
That's brutal, man.
Is that the thing that come and kidnap
yeah,
you?
Yeah, see, I was going to say, he's from Mississippi. He doesn't know this story.
What's it called again?
La Llorona.
La Llorona.
Yeah, the crying woman.
I want to see you try and spell that.
La Llorona.
Yeah.
That's two L's at the beginning.
Got it. So what happened? Is that the lady that comes and snatches you out of your bed?
No, it's the one that drowned her children in the river.
Gosh.
And leaped over them.
You guys are so mean to kids out here. It's like, hey, don't do that. Why? Somebody's going to take you and drown you in the river.
Word. And it worked, too. I got home real soon as soon as it started getting dark, so.
Wow.
You know, scare tactics.
Good grief. Well, we're glad you made it out.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
There you go.
Man. Hey, we got a couple examples here on Facebook.
I'm all right.
Reading. Well, we had two. One of them disappeared.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Somebody like told us it's gone now, but she wrote that her parents had told her that it was the weather, right?
Yeah.
The weather was controlled by ants and the Russians.
No, the ants and weather were controlled by the Russians.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Something. Okay, it disappeared. It was funny. I don't know where it went. Michael says, when I asked why I should eat my onions, I was told I should eat them because they would put hair on my chest. It worked!
I don't know if that's real.
That could be true, because I hate onions and I don't have a lot of chest. Hang on, let me make sure. No, there's not a lot there. There's a tattoo, but there's no chest hair. I had to get the tattoo.
I ate plenty of onions.
Ugh.
A ton. I love onions.
That's,
I ate onions.
That's what
I
that
still
smell
eat
is.
Onions. No, that's not true because I got none.
I got none onions?
Me and Jack have about the same amount of chest
hair. You telling me you got onions?
I got, yes.
You got onions. Fugees and Funyuns. I named my dog Funyuns.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so this is not something that happened to me. It happened to a friend of mine.
Of course.
He and his brother, they were on, his brother and his parents, they were on some kind of trip. I don't remember to where or what. But they're just in the back fighting, you know, as brothers normally would.
Of course.
Yes.
And then his dad is a scientist type person.
Right.
And so he made the comment of like, oh, you know, that's how he used to behave. And they both just kind of, what are you talking about? Oh, your older brother. Like, we don't have an older brother. Oh, that's right.
Dum-dum-dum.
I wonder if he left him in the closet.
Oh,
and
man.
So, like, this was on the way to wherever they were going. So they had this in their mind the whole time. And then when they get back to the house, the dad knew that he has a, you know, like one of those, like, prop skeletons things, like,
for protection
in science classroom.
No.
It was sitting in the closet. Like,
no.
He knew that.
That is so messed up.
They get home, and then they open the closet, and they just start freaking out. Because they're like, oh, my God, there's a skeleton in here.
That's awesome.
Oh, these are terrible.
Elaborate parental tricks.
Man. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank
you.
You too.
Man. That reminded me.
I feel bad for children right now. My kids would.
They would lose their mind.
They believe everything we say. Well,
not anymore. They've learned not
well.
To trust me.
Yeah.
I start talking and Luke just goes, what?
And he shakes his head.
Yeah. They're both just sitting there going, you're not telling
yeah.
the truth. And I'm
yeah.
like, how did you know? I'm an adult.
I'm trying to think if there's any time I've ever actually shared something with them to either scare them or to make them believe some falsity. I don't think I have, just because Chrissy, my wife, she's a daycare director.
I've heard
of her.
She's
a principal of a school.
Yes.
She's all about child care and brain development, and she's always made sure that, hey, what you say, you have to mean. And
you have to do that. Yep.
So I have to be very, very careful.
I remember that. That happened. Something like that happened the other night, and Chrissy was like, nope, you got to do that.
Yeah.
You got to follow through. And then I was like, woo-hoo. Not me. I didn't say anything, Chrissy. I'm good. I didn't say it. I don't say dumb things.
Static.
Okay, so I have two of them. One is not so bad, but the other one's pretty funny.
Okay.
Okay, so my mom found out when I was a kid that I was really afraid of bugs. And so to keep me out of anything she wanted to keep me out of, she told me there was a bug in there.
Yeah.
Well, then specifically, she found out I'm afraid of spiders, and so she started using that. And to this day, I'm still horrifyingly afraid of spiders.
Yeah, I get it.
I hate spiders. Hate them.
Yep.
And I didn't find this out until about 2 years ago.
Oh.
So I was like, you're the reason I hate spiders.
Yeah,
okay, so
like
she got you.
Yeah, yeah.
That was horrible. I mean, I still have, like, I have to check my shower every time I get in just to make sure.
Well,
I'm,
you
like,
should
not
do that anyway.
Spiders.
Yeah. Because there could be a snake
that's,
in there.
That's a safety precaution, so.
Yeah. It is a safety precaution. Well, my other one is my grandfather. Well, this one's just kind of funny, but to keep me from eating watermelon seeds, which I don't really know why he did this, but he told me that if I ate a watermelon seed, it would grow in my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Or any seed, for that matter.
Yes.
And so to this day, I have a hard time eating seeds, even sunflower seeds.
Well, you still shouldn't eat seeds all the time.
Yeah, but sunflower seeds are pumpkin seeds.
No,
come on,
if you eat an apple seed, it grows a snake in your stomach.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Well, there's my two stories for you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks
for the
have a good one.
All right.
She just reminded me of... Oh, is he...
No.
Okay. She just reminded me of a story that my Uncle Terry... Uncle Terry, if you're listening, this is it. He told me when I was a kid. And Uncle Terry has a clinic in Mississippi. He's a doctor.
Okay.
Or he's in the medical field.
Okay.
I can't remember the specific title, but he's awesome. Anyway...
Oh, man.
He told me, because I had a problem when I was a kid. And by kid, I mean at least 2 weeks ago.
Eating boogers?
Eating boogers.
Oh, man.
He told me. No, and I'm going to tell
the same family members then.
He told me that if I ate boogers, they would turn into worms
in
my
tongue. That's what I was told!
Yep. And so the other day, I said that to Luke. I said that to Luke, because old boy has a problem. He needs to check into Booger Eaters Anonymous. Anyway. And then I said that, and Chrissy immediately said, no, Luke, no, that's not true. And then I was like, I'm trying to get him to quit. I'm doing the right thing. What are you doing? Now he knows the truth.
I was going to say, but I haven't seen him. I haven't
You're
seen
just
him
not
rock
watching.
That. I haven't seen him rock the gold
You're not
digger.
Watching.
Really?
It happens.
See, I always find it on like the side of the couch. Or
You can
know.
Always tell when... Now, I'm not saying I don't pick my nose, because I definitely pick my nose. It's one of the more enjoyable things that I get to do with my life.
Yeah.
Just eating those things.
Gross, man.
We have some more responses okay, she put it back up. Her mother told her the ants and the Russians controlled the weather system.
Wow.
I'm so glad she's... Thank you, Rochelle, Rachel. I don't know which one it is. I'm not from here.
Unbelievable.
James says... he did... He tagged somebody in it. Sorry. Melissa says, my great-grandma told me that if I ate watermelon seeds, I would grow a watermelon in her belly.
Uh-huh.
That's a common... We're finding out that's a pretty common thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious to find out if it was true, so I ate them all the time. In case you were curious, it's not true. Sadly, no watermelons were grown.
Here's what needs to happen.
What?
Third graders listening on their way to school right now.
Listen up, third.
These would all make fantastic science fair experiments.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
We just helped you with your
It'd
homework.
It'd be hilarious.
Full circle.
Yeah.
We just did that.
It would be super duper hilarious, and you'd probably, people would be applauding you, because there are so many like little like old wives tales that we were told when we were kids turned out not to be true.
That's what it's called, old wives tales.
Old wives tales.
Why didn't we write that
one? I don't know.
Where were you on that?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You know, if you'd have probably woke up this morning and put your left foot in a bucket of mayonnaise and then turned around three times and then howled at the moon while speaking a foreign language,
right?
you probably would have gotten all the right answers today. Did you ever try the thing in college where you would, like, sleep with the book on your head?
What?
So the knowledge would soak in?
No!
Maybe that's a Mississippi thing. It works.
It does not work.
It works.
Because then Christians everywhere would just get lazy and stop reading the Bible and just sleep with it on their forehead.
That's not how you do it?
No!
Oh, man! No wonder! That's why it's been raining so much. I've been screwing up. You know what I did in college one time? I was super involved with our campus ministry. And there was a passion event, one of those like Chris Tomlin, the big passion conferences.
Yep.
It was one of those in Memphis. And we were about, 2 hours away from Memphis or something like that. So we went one night. And I had a test the next day in Old Testament. I took a class. I was a theology major in college, everybody.
Okay.
I had an Old Testament class in the test, something like that. It was really early in the year, freshman. So I go to the Passion Conference. It was awesome. I'm like on some Jesus high thing.
Yeah.
I'm coming home like, yeah, that was cool. I'm glad I did that. Blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, boom, you have a test
Old
in the morning.
Old Testament test.
And I was like, no. So I prayed. I said, Lord, I went to this passion thing. And it was great. And I feel like I was supposed to go. And I went. And I learned so much. And I praised and adored. And now all I need is tomorrow to do well on that test. And I didn't study. I had no time. Didn't have my book with me or anything. Old Testament was 8 o'clock in the morning, which, if you're in college...
That's early.
Don't take, like, a biblical or history, like, lecture class at 8 in the morning.
Nope.
It's not going to work out.
No, nope, it's not.
But anyway, go up, take the test. I walk out. I'm like, well, I think I did okay. Get the test back the next week. I made 102 on it.
What?
I'm not kidding. Seriously.
How?
I got bonus points.
So for going, because like, they were like, hey, nice job going to the Passion Conference.
No.
102.
Completely unassociated with the whole
Unbelievable.
Thing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So then the next time that happened, I tried it again. Did not work.
Did not work.
It is not a habitual thing. That was like a once in a lifetime. Because when I tried it again, I felt like God was saying, not again, buddy. You should have studied.
Oh, man. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, we were told that if we played near the ditches, La Llorona would get us.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
That's the
Pretty
second
much.
Time we've heard about La Llorona.
Yeah. Ditches are deadly. Stay away.
Yes.
The ditch witch.
I'm telling you.
Static. Oh, we got to take a quick break anyways.
Yeah.
Coming back, the 8 o'clock hour, your old wives' tales, Comics Corner. We got a ton of stuff coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
We have
hour.
The people coming.
Yes, the people. Yes.
The
Speaking
people
of Old Testament tests.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, no.
You got 102. You have a theology degree.
Well.
I'm going to make this happen.
Two things. That degree I received in 2004. Also, it was in Mississippi. So, debatable. But anyway, let's continue.
Oh, man. Right back with more. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
All right, let's do some traffic real quick.
Yep.
Everyone. A lot of activity just started happening. We have an accident at San Mateo Boulevard North at Osuna. Mitch actually called in earlier and said she told us about that accident. We also have another one at I-25 North and Cesar Chavez, exit 223. Is that right? Is that wrong?
No.
Okay. another accident, Bridge Boulevard, as Isleta Boulevard, Southwest.
Isleta,
whatever. We got a disabled vehicle, caution I-40 East at I-25 or the Big I interchange. Okay. And the traffic lights are working incorrectly at Montaño. And it keeps disappearing. Taylor Ranch Drive and the road construction over at I-40 and Rio Puerco. So there's a lot of activity happening now. You guys be careful.
That's your look at traffic.
That's it. That's the whole look.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now, normally, when you hear this music,
yes,
that means Yoshi's calling in.
Yeah?
Of course, Yosh, he's been busy lately, so he hasn't had time.
Right.
However, Mom and Dad Shapiro, they have time for us. They actually do. Dina's by the mic. You have to come over here and you get to actually... You want to talk? Are you the talker? You're the talker, huh?
I'm the talker.
Okay. Surprise! Welcome to the show, Yoshi's Mom.
Thank you.
Is it okay if I just call you Yoshi's Mom?
You can call me Yoshi's
mom. People love Yoshi. People know Yosh. People miss Yosh because he's so busy doing like real grown-up things now all of a sudden that he's too busy to like hang out on radio.
We don't see him either.
Gosh, call your mom, Yoshi. I'm just kidding. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in and hanging out with us. Now, you said you were a little nervous coming in. I'm not going to ask some crazy outlandish questions, I promise.
Thank you.
I promise. But I wanted to highlight some cool things because, when we talk about our faith, when we talk about our heritage, when we talk about our roots, when we talk about being grafted into the vine, you guys are doing awesome things. And you guys are all up in it, if you will. I'm just going to sound like a bumbling idiot because, I know little to nothing, which is why I'm glad you guys are in here to, like, share the heritage, the old school, the taking it back. My friend Mateo over here happens to have a theological degree. He took a test in Old Testament survey once in 2004.
Yeah.
So he knows. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But,
I'm starting to think I should have just got a how to relate to people degree.
No, but for the people who don't know what you guys do, talk a little bit about what it is that you guys are involved in.
Well, my husband, Jamie, and I'm Dina,
mm-hmm.
Yoshi's parents.
Yeah.
Jamie is the congregational leader of Adat Yeshua Messianic Synagogue.
That's right.
And I'm the worship leader there.
Yeah.
And
do you guys worship in English?
Yes, we do.
Boom! See? I'm learning new things every
day. We do, and also in Hebrew.
See? That's cool. I don't know any of this stuff, so
yes.
I wish I could say I've never been to any, so...
Well, you know, we have services on Saturdays, our Shabbat, our Sabbath.
Yeah.
10:30 in the morning.
So, for those who are now thoroughly confused, going, wait, but I'm a Christian now, bro. It's like the old has passed away and the new's here and, like, it's all New Testament. And I guess I just don't read the Old Testament like I should. Talk about what it means to be Messianic Jewish.
Well, that means that we are Jewish.
Yeah.
And we believe that Jesus, Yeshua, is the promised Messiah of Israel and also, of course, the rest of the world.
Yeah. And so you guys still celebrate all of the super rad. Well, coming up, actually, you guys are going to be celebrating yet another amazing thing that, see, I have no knowledge of. I don't know because I'm one of those ignorant white dudes who's like, yeah, bro, but it's like America. And like, no, dude, no, it's not. So tell us about what is coming up and the purpose for what you guys are doing.
Well, we're celebrating. We've just been through, or we're in the middle of our fall feasts.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Our fall feasts are in the Bible.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
There are specific times that God said in the Bible, this is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Certain days, certain times, which fall on different days in the regular calendar.
Okay.
But the Hebrew calendar is a lunar calendar. So it's always on the same day every single year on the Jewish calendar, but does not coincide necessarily with the regular calendar.
With our calendar. Okay.
So anyway, we've just gone through Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, the new year, and we acknowledge the kingship of God, his remembrance of us, and it's a time that sets after that 10 days of awe, we call it, to search our hearts and to repent.
Yeah.
To get our hearts right. Then we have Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And this is a big thing because as believers, we already know that our forgiveness, our atonement has been won.
Right.
But we're as believers, we always blow it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes we sin in ways we don't even know we have.
Right.
Right.
This is a time where you kind of take stock of what we've done. And there's a whole list of things. You're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know I did that. Oh, my gosh, I have to ask for forgiveness, you know.
Yeah.
So we do that. We intercede for the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Okay.
And also for one another.
Yeah.
And then we come into the season of the greatest rejoicing ever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that is Feast of Tabernacles.
Okay.
Or Sukkot. All right, so there are three pilgrim festivals.
Okay.
Okay. This is when ancient Israel, when the guys had to go up to Jerusalem to make sacrifices.
Right.
Okay, some of them were, there were all different types of offerings. They're not always for sin.
Right.
Peace offerings, you know, Thanksgiving offerings, all types of offerings. And so you have Passover.
Right.
You have Pentecost. And you have Feast of Tabernacles.
Mm.
That's what we're celebrating. Biggest time of joy ever. So we have Tabernacles, Sukkot.
Okay.
Okay, that's what you hear. Sukkah, Sukkot, that means booth.
Okay.
Sukkah is a booth. Sukkot are many booths.
Okay.
Okay? Or at least more than one.
Okay.
Booth. Right. Okay. That represents the wandering through the desert. The Israelites were wandering through the desert. It's remembering God's faithfulness.
Yeah.
It's also a harvest festival.
Okay.
Okay, so we're talking about abundance, celebration.
Yeah.
Huge. Okay, and my husband is here, and if you want to come
Jamie?
In and say anything, he has to go, time out, time out.
Well, obviously, it's a very exciting time. Yeah. You're talking about the Feast of Tabernacles. You're talking about throwing, like, a bombastic party here to our Lord for, I mean, his greatness, his love, his grace, his mercy, his compassion, his wisdom that he, I mean, this is a bro down. This is a partay, if you will. So
yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm totally destroying it. I'm sorry because I'm just, you know,
it's okay.
In awe and stoked. But yeah, talk a little bit about it, Jamie.
Well,
I'm sorry.
The Feast of Tabernacles is one of the feasts. I mean, each of the appointed times have natural meanings, historical meanings, also prophetic meanings. So as we go through the fall feasts. Rosh Hashanah, which is the feast of blowing of the shofar.
Okay.
You know where the trumpet's going to be blown in the end when Yeshua returns.
Mm-hmm.
Yom Kippur is a time of repentance, which relates to Israel repenting.
Right.
And turning to them who they have pierced and who,
right.
as an only son, is what Scripture tells us. Sukkot, Tabernacles, is the one that has not been fulfilled yet prophetically. And in Zechariah, the last chapter, talks about that the Feast of Booths, Feast of Tabernacles, will be celebrated every year. When Messiah comes back, and every nation is going to send their delegation up to Jerusalem to celebrate yearly, and so we are looking forward to that time. It's also been fulfilled in Yeshua's Jesus' coming, that He's tabernacling among men, and that's the final fulfillment. Is that when God comes in physical form once again and lives among us forever?
Yeah,
we'll be with Him forever, and this is what we're celebrating. It's not only a harvest festival, it's the last harvest of the year. It's also looking forward to, well, when Yeshua was here, I mean, it's interesting he used the analogy of water, he was living water.
Yeah.
To come to him. That's when he preached that in Jerusalem, was during the Feast of Tabernacles, when that was the theme of Sukkot in Jerusalem. When
okay.
he got up and obviously seized that opportunity, said, no, I'm the living water.
Yeah.
Because water is a big part of the festival. And then also in the future we celebrate that we know God is coming back, and He's going to be doing this all the time.
Yeah,
and so we celebrate. We worship for a couple of hours, and we have a great worship time. We have a festival meal. We have lunch together. We fellowship, and we have some dancing going on, and just a variety. It's just a real good time of celebrating, and also in the evening, we're having the youth are going to be doing a worship service called Rock the Sukkah.
Okay.
Which is actually termed by somebody from Remedy Church.
Okay, cool.
They're trying to figure out, what do we call this? And
yeah.
he said, what about this? Perfect. You know, and my daughter and a few of the youth from Adat Yeshua and a group from Remedy Church from Western Heights have been practicing late night hours and getting together and going to be leading for about an hour and a half or so from 6:30 to about 9, a worship time for youth to come. And that's just going to be a time to come and celebrate, and everybody's invited. And that's, again, the whole thing's free. You know, and we get the meal is you know, they can call us and ask us about that during that's in the afternoon. But
yeah,
it's going to be a time of celebration throughout the whole day.
Where can we find more information? Like a website, you guys, for the church? For
we have a website. It's Adat Yeshua, Adat Yeshunm .org. They can also call our office at 255-1988.
Perfect.
And get information.
Okay.
And it's this Saturday.
All right.
Starts at 10:30. And then we, you know, it'll go off and on throughout the day. Then we'll take a break, and then the youth come in and get set up. We have a 40 by 80 foot tent over the whole parking lot.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's interesting, you know, this is our 30th year celebration of being in existence as a congregation. So this is a big thing for us.
Right.
And 30 years during this time, the weather has come through, clouds, and every day we have ever celebrated Sukkot, we've prayed, and the clouds don't come
subside,
around.
They say.
Well, no, that's not entirely true. It has not rained on our celebration. It may have rained before, and it may have rained just after.
Yeah,
but and it might have been windy. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot, but it always comes through.
There you go.
We have
just in case you have a tent.
Yes, it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah. Okay.
Worship time. The whole day is just about worship.
Well, see, this is incredible because, let's be honest, when most people think of worship, they think of the maybe 8 minutes at the beginning of a service, you know, the three songs that you hear, you know, okay, here's the one fast one, then the middle tempo, and then the slow one as we get into a time of worship for 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 7 minutes or whatever it is for a normal worship service. You guys are talking about worshiping for hours.
Yes.
How great is our God? I mean, is that like a 14-minute jam? Or, better is one day in your court. You guys are like rocking it. Better is one day. I've been here 7 days. You guys worship. You guys for real worship.
Yes,
talk
yes.
about, you're the worship leader, so obviously you're very passionate about this.
I'm very passionate about
talk
worship.
Talk about this worship. Talk about what it means to you, and I know I'm about to just let you roam and speak, but talk about this, because we're talking about it, and the youth worshiping for hours. I remember when I was a kid and people talked about heaven, and they talked about us being there worshiping forever. It was like, dude, I can barely worship for 18 minutes. I mean, talk about this, the passion behind it.
Well, even for our regular service,
we have
a lot of music, and some traditional liturgy as well that is blended in. And I don't know if you want me to go into that.
I mean, you can go in. I mean,
I don't know how much time we have because I have an Orthodox Jewish background. When I came to know the Lord, when I came to know Yeshua, Jesus, I was ambivalent about the traditional liturgy. And God gave it back to me.
Yeah.
Not all of it is anointed, but he pointed out to me, you know, portions that were anointed. It just made me weep about the years that I just said things by rote and didn't know what I was saying.
Right.
It's so much. It's beautiful, and so much of liturgy is just scripture anyway. So we blend that in with contemporary worship, and then once we're finished with our service, because it's from 10:30 to 12:30, then we usually have another hour.
Right.
Of worship.
Wow.
And so whoever wants to stay, otherwise we have a time of fellowship and people go and they can eat in fellowship. But those who want to stay and worship with the worship team for the next 45 minutes to an hour, we'll just worship without any agenda, just worship. That's very sweet to me. So here we are. We have our service from 10:30 to 12:30, and there's going to be a lot of music there, but I pared it down because I promised
for
Sukkot. I pared it down for Sukkot
so
that we could have lunch at a reasonable hour so people don't starve, you know?
Right.
We don't want people getting low blood sugar and, you know, not being happy.
Very
we want
practical.
And I promised my friend Sue, who's in charge of lunch, if we were going to have lunch at 12 by 12:30. But then we're going to have blowout worship.
I mean,
just blowout worship, and which will include music, which will include dance, which there's a drama presentation, and the music is going to be wrapped around it. It's all worship. And then we're just going to switch gears in the evening and have the youth rock it out for the Lord. And I mean, I can't wait. I was getting jealous.
Yeah.
When I heard what was going on, I was getting jealous. But it's like, okay, it's okay. It's all going to be for the honor and glory of the Lord.
Amen. And that's what it is. And that's it was when you started talking about it and the idea of us doing this on the air, I got really excited because, to be honest, a lot of Christians don't understand the heritage, don't understand. Sadly, there are a lot of Christians who say, well, you know, I'm saved now, so I'm just going to read the New Testament, and don't understand where we came from, don't understand the importance of... I mean, this is... It's the Bible. They didn't hand out a New Testament when you got saved. They handed out the Old Testament.
All right, let's do some traffic.
Oh, yeah.
We have an accident, I-40 East at Rio Grande Boulevard, exit 157. Also, a disabled vehicle at I-40 East at 12th Street, exit 157. So, same place, two things going on. We have another disabled vehicle, I-40 East at I-25, or the Big I for you locals. We have an accident at Bridge Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest.
You can say Isleta.
I don't know which one's right. We have another accident at San Mateo Boulevard North at Osuna Road.
Wow. Why are everybody getting in accidents in the 8 o'clock hour?
I don't know what they're doing. Traffic lights are not working. They are working incorrectly at Montana Road Northwest and Taylor Ranch Drive. And we have the road construction roadway being reduced to one lane, I-40 at Rio Puerco. Everybody slow down and pay attention to what you're doing.
Yes, please, because we're about to be on the road.
Yes, we are.
And, yeah, Yeah, that's your look at traffic. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It's been a good day.
It's been a great day.
Can I just say, question of the day, we got tons of comments. Get there, read them yourself. We also just had Yosha's parents.
Yes, I put a link up.
Jamie and Dina, they were amazing. We need to have them in more often talking about... just rad stuff.
There's so much symbolism that
we miss out on.
Yeah, if you're a modern day Protestant believer, you miss out on a ton of symbolism. I have another friend named Stan. I was telling them, Mr. Stan Kellner, my boy. He has a little booklet he made, and it's about the Seder or the Passover celebration that Jesus took the dudes through the Last Supper. So much symbolism there that we literally completely miss. And it's funny because we oftentimes forget that the Bible in Jesus' day was the Old Testament.
Right. When
that's
he's
all
quoting
they had.
Scripture.
Yeah. When they got,
like, let me turn to the book of Matthew. Oh, hey, right. Matthew. And even, good job writing that, buddy. All right.
Even Paul and stuff. I mean, if you think about it, it's not like, because those letters were addressed to certain churches.
Right.
So until copies were made,
right,
written out. It's not like every church had every letter.
Right.
We don't think about all that stuff. We're like, no, because it says in Romans, and then it says in Galatians, right, and then you can trace that back to blah, 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 and then da-da-da, so you're wrong. But back then, they didn't have all that stuff.
It was exciting having them in. We will definitely continue to have them in studio so we can talk about things like that. I love it. You know, growing, learning.
Super cool.
Knowledge.
That's something
renewing
like...
Renewing our mind.
So much is there, it will literally take... forever.
Which is great.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, so we will absolutely have that as part of Team Awesome Morning Party. If you missed out on it, if you would like more information about Dot Yeshua and what they're doing this Saturday for the Feast of Tabernacles, we put up all the information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystatic.
We have the link to the website and the phone number. It's
no excuse.
There. It's all
to
there
party.
There's also a picture of Moses with the Ten Commandments.
Cool.
And it looks awesome.
Man, we are almost out of show, and we haven't even hit one of our favorite segments because we've been caught up in awesomeness.
We better do it now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them because they're really, really cool, and they're really, really new, and I get them everywhere.
So
we've been with you, and
that's
really Comics
Corner.
Comics
Corner! Let's do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
Comics Corner. Yeah, someday we're going to write out the lyrics for
one
the...
One day, I will never write them out. No one will know. It's really not that hard to understand if you just listen to it.
It's that part of the show where the nerds tune in and everybody else tunes out.
And it's like, turn it up.
All the nerd news you need 5 days from now.
All the nerd news you need right now.